Hi, I'm William Tullett from Anglia Ruskin University in Cambridge.
And I'm Hannah McCann from the University of Melbourne in Australia.
And welcome to the Pandemic Sensory Archive, a collection of voices from sensory experts on the fate of the five senses during and after the COVID-19 pandemic.
This project has been sponsored by the British Academy, and we hope that you enjoy the interview. So just to begin, do you want to introduce yourself and give us a sense of your expertise when it comes to touch?
So my name is Chelsea Bagan and I run a nail salon in Melbourne called Trophy Wife Nail Art. I guess my expertise in touch is it's touch. So I'm holding hands with people all day, and I can honestly say I hadn't really thought about it much before as being touch in my job. I just kind of, you know, was thinking about it just as my actual role of what I do, but until somebody said that it was quite an intimate job to do. So it kind of dawned on me then that it is a touched role that I do, which is interesting for a service.
Yeah, I mean, it's interesting that you kind of hadn't thought about it as touch before if you're kind of holding people's hands all day.
I know. I don't know why I never made the connection before, and I find it kind of interesting because I don't personally identify as somebody who that touch is important to them. Like, it's not a love language of mine, or I don't really crave touch. So it's interesting to me that I participated in it all day so normally without even considering it.
Yeah, it's really interesting. I mean, it's something that in my other project on, you know, beauty and hair salons, I often ask people about, I ask workers what it's like, the kind of intimacy of touching in the salon space. And a lot of workers I talk to don't think of it that way. They're kind of like, oh, yeah, I guess I have to touch people's heads and legs and hands. But, you know, there's some maybe like a professional distance or something that stops you thinking about that.
I think so. I think especially when you're working in a service industry as a service provider, you are open to engaging with people on a personal level anyway, whether that's you're touching them or anything like that, whether it's just conversation or touch. But I feel like for the customer, the touch opens them up to conversation. So maybe it's something that they experience more than us because we're desensitized to it all day.
Yeah, right. So you're constantly having to touch like new people coming through the door, but for them you might be the first person that's touched them all day.
Yes. Yeah. Especially coming out of lockdown and things like that, I definitely noticed that was a change for people, especially people who had been living alone during lockdown. Any kind of social interaction was a lot, but then to add touch, it kind of bonded you a little bit more, kind of made you deep, like your conversation deeper. I definitely did notice that because it was more of a special interaction.
Wow, that's so interesting. I mean, what kind of mood was that? Was that hard to deal with?
It's very overwhelming. I feel like most people would probably say that anyway, coming out, especially in Melbourne lockdowns, because it was such a long time that I found, especially the first couple of weeks, it was really overwhelming and sensory overload. Just the sound, the energy that conversation takes, just everything, and remembering all of the things that we need to be doing between services for surfaces and things like that, just kind of escalated a bit more. So it was definitely tiring.
Yeah, and I mean, I guess going from, for you in lockdown, kind of not seeing many people or whoever's in your household, and then having to interact with so many people in the day.
Yes.
Must have been really shocking.
I mean, it was definitely, we slightly eased into it because we're working at a reduced capacity with space-wise. So it was kind of like a slight ease back into it, but yeah, after you haven't touched people or hugged people, you can't hug people, but we can hold their hands all day. It was a very overwhelming experience.
Yeah. I mean, did you find people were a bit reticent at first, like, oh, this is really close?
Yeah, it is strange. And I guess having to, because we usually work at desks next to each other. So one of the things I loved about life pre-pandemic was we could sit with four people, so me and another nail tech and two customers at the same bench, and all connect and talk. And there was never any barriers of physical space or touch or anything like that. And it was a social experience. So now where we have to be like 1.5 meters apart and people are aware of how close somebody is to them, you can definitely sense that and feel that. And you kind of have to take that on and suss out everybody's, how they feel about it, I guess. Yeah, that's a really interesting thing. And you can, even now that we have these screens between people, and it kind of, there seems to be lots of barriers everywhere now. It's interesting then just being one-on-one, face-to-face, holding hands, seems like it shouldn't, it seems wrong. But it's also intimate, so that's nice at the same time, being somewhat back to normal.
Do you feel like it changes like the nature of the conversation as well? I mean, I can imagine maybe people feel like they can say more because it seems like it's just you and them rather than them and all of these other clients and workers.
Yeah, I guess so. And I guess because we all feel like we've been through a lot. So there's a lot more connection with feelings as well, and people explaining how they felt and what they've been through. So yeah, I guess so. It has become an even more extremely intimate service because it's one-on-one. You're not connecting really with strangers anymore, other strangers anymore. Just strange. Yeah.
And I mean, are there kind of hygiene things that you signal that are like, I can just imagine customers kind of want the look of safety or something like that, even
not because we've recently at this point where we are at the moment with this, we won't sit next to each other, but when things eased off a little bit, we got some screens between us, so that the customer, I guess it was a physical barrier, they felt a bit more secure that you weren't sitting right next to each other. So I feel like when we removed that, it was a really awkward, uncomfortable time, and we felt like we needed to ask everybody if that was okay with them to sit next to somebody without a physical screen between each other. And most people were fine about it, but you can see the body language is definitely stiffer than it once was before because you're definitely considering it. And I guess there's barriers between touch as well because, I mean, we're wearing gloves all the time for every person, so it's not as skin to skin as it used to be. I feel like for me that takes away a little bit of the physical touch aspect because I'm not actually feeling their skin.
I mean, is that, do you feel better about that? I mean, is that harder to do your job?
I feel like it, I'm used to it now. I probably should be wearing gloves all the time anyway just because I'm handling chemicals all day. So that's kind of been more of a thought process for me on that aspect rather than touching people because people are sanitizing when they come in and washing their hands. So the germs aspect for me, I feel like, is not even a consideration for that. But I feel like people probably also really want to see that, as you were saying, that people want to see these physical efforts. The cleanliness, that's probably one of them.
Well, it's interesting because the thing I always used to notice pre-pandemic when I got my nails done was the nails of the person who was doing my nails. I was always really interested in that because I was like, oh gosh, you kind of have to keep up these nails all the time, but while you're touching all these chemicals. But I guess you don't have to do that now.
No. Well, it's funny. We were talking about this the other day that pre-glove wearing and all of this, there did feel like a lot of pressure to keep our nails perfect all the time, which is actually a really hard thing to do when you're doing this job. Now it doesn't matter because no one ever really sees them, or people will be like, oh, what color are you wearing? I didn't even see them. They've just been in gloves the whole time. We take them off and they're like, oh, wow, that's nice. It is different, It's definitely left less pressure for me, so that's nice. If I chip one, doesn't matter.
Wait, that's so interesting. I mean, I guess the other thing is about the, you know, salon workers in general is that you can't physically distance.
Yes.
So that, it seems to me like that's something that must be difficult for you to overcome maybe, but also the customers kind of getting used to, even when they catch up with friends, you know, people still kind of making sure they're far enough apart and things like that.
Yeah, it's definitely a consideration all the time, especially, yeah, like just thinking about where to position clients and stuff so that they are further apart. And it's very interesting seeing it in a waiting room area. It's like we don't often keep people waiting, especially at the moment. We stagger appointments and things like that, but not wanting to sit too close to someone, even though we've got these like chairs really far apart, I think people still feel awkward sitting at chairs in a waiting room. Yeah, it's very strange. I think like the one-on-one thing, I feel a bit desensitized to it because I'm wearing a mask, I'm wearing gloves. They're also wearing a mask. So it feels to me safer than it is sitting in a cafe having lunch with my friends without a mask on.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
I mean, I think about the kind of before times and I can't kind of even conceive of how much we just touched strangers and had a closeness with people that we didn't kind of think about.
Yeah, I often wonder now how that will change for the future. Do we become more disconnected than we were before? Which I feel like social, like the internet has made us slightly less connected physically to people. Has this pushed us even further apart?
I mean, do you think in the salon these practices of, you know, glove wearing and trying to kind of stay as distant as you can, I guess, is that going to keep up? Like, is that something that even if we kind of get herd immunity and everything, like you're going to keep those things the same?
I think we will keep elements of it the same. I think for us it's quite interesting, like it's been a bit of an eye-opener for everybody, and I feel like it's made people more considerate and aware in general, not specifically to this virus or pandemic, but sickness in general. Like even if you've got a mild cold, people used to come sick all the time and not say anything or not feel like they had to cancel. So I think it's changed an awareness around that aspect of people being more considerate and more aware of what they are bringing to somebody else. But I think in time it would I believe it'll just kind of slowly slip back to how everything was before, because I kind of noticed that as restrictions eased every time and then the period of time where everything was really normal, people were forgetting about it and forgetting these things that we were becoming really obsessed with before, like having to remind people to use hand sanitizer and things like that when they came in. That definitely slipped back. So I kind of envisage that happening.
Yeah, I mean, it's so fascinating how quickly humans adapt to situations. I think that's what it is.
Yeah. It's interesting to, I can't really imagine what things we will just keep forever.
Yeah. I mean, have you found that in general, kind of, even though you've had to maybe reduce the number of people coming in, like people still really want to get their nails done, or are people like, oh, it's too dangerous?
We have been so much busier than we have ever been since we reopened in November after our really long lockdown in 2020. We have never had this much demand before. We just constantly feels like the busiest season every day. It seems to have slightly slowed down now. But I'm not sure if that is just because we can't travel and there's more people around, but it also seems like people have spent all this time in isolation and they want to do things now and get out to take care of themselves and treat themselves. That seems to be a thing that everybody said. Well, in lockdown, I decided I'm going to get my nails done more to look after myself as a treat. So it's a nice experience.
Oh, that's so interesting. I mean, I did a survey last year of people's experiences of not being able to visit salons during the lockdowns. And a couple of people actually made this comment about nail salons where they said they were chronic nail biters and that, you know, they usually get manicures so that they don't bite their nails. And that not being able to get that meant they were back to these old habits and obviously an anxious time period as well, and that they were in physical pain. And I had never thought about that before.
Yeah, that's super common. And it's a real anxiety thing for people, and obviously it's an anxious time. So, yeah, we had so many people that came in that we'd never met before, brand new clients that were all saying this, that same thing. And also there's like elderly people who can't do it themselves or can't see well enough to do it. They really suffered, I found. Must be really hard. I mean, I feel I can do it for myself, so it was hard. I never thought about that.
Yeah, right. I mean, so it's kind of that combination between these kind of physical reasons, mental reasons, and like then just the pure joy of having colourful nails.
Yes. Yeah. I found the first lockdown, everybody was like, give me a nice natural nail so I could look like my best self. And then everything kind of escalated after that into a world of colour.
Oh, really? What are people getting now? What's the trend?
I actually can't pinpoint a trend down at the moment. Usually people are going for moody winter tones at the moment, but it's just been so varied. I feel like maybe because we're in a bit of a, you know, it feels like a bit of whiplash of lockdowns. People are also hesitant to get things off. Like when we're feeling like we're heading into a lockdown, people are hesitant to book because a lot of people got stuck with products on their nails last year, and it's hard to remove yourself.
Yes, I have a situation. I completely relate to that.
Yeah.
It takes me hours to get it off.
Yeah, it's really hard to do by yourself, especially with one hand at a time.
Yeah, so funny. I mean, the other thing is, I guess there's always this like Instagram and celebrity nail culture, beauty culture. Has that changed? Have you noticed that changing during the pandemic? Like there's less of that influence?
Yes and no. I feel like because I feel like a lot of my clients would get bringing inspo from US influencers and things like that. And I feel like we've been at alternating lockdowns throughout the year. So like when we're free, they're not. So I feel like there was still inspiration and things going around even when we weren't able to do it. Yeah, I don't know. I'm not sure about that one.
Yeah, it's interesting to think about if that's changed. But, I mean, do you think like when, you know, your own experiences of touch and in your job, you know, do you feel like it's really transformed that forever now in terms of like you're going to think about the fact that you are so close to customers and you touch them all the time?
Definitely. I feel like it's just really created an awareness for everybody. I think that you do think about it more as an experience and a connection rather than just going to get my nails done and getting a service. I think it's more of a experience now than it ever was before. And that seems, I think that's what people want now, and that seems to be what people had said. They were like, I didn't want to just go and get my nails done, but I wanted to like go somewhere and have an experience and get something different and some like somewhere where they felt like they fit in, which I thought was quite nice.
Yeah, wow. I mean, how do you achieve that as the person providing the service?
I guess I would hope that from our what we put out, it gives a example of what kind of experience and vibe you're going to get by coming to see us. I think that me personally, like just being a service provider, I'm able to interpret what somebody's looking for when they come for a service. So you can tell from body language or and definitely from touch as well, like the way that they hold their hands for you, or how stiff their hands are, or how comfortable they are. I can tell that from like assessing their vibe and their body language. So I guess I alter experiences for how somebody presents themselves to me.
Wow. I mean, do you have techniques to kind of get people relaxed if they are have really stiff hands and seem quite nervous or something?
I think it's a lot of it's just personality and conversational, making them feel comfortable so they feel like they can relax, rather than asking them. I feel like if you say to somebody, relax your hand, you immediately cannot. It makes you aware of that, and then you just become really uncomfortable. So yeah. I feel like a good conversation, or trying to understand what they need from a conversation, can make people relax physically.
Yeah, I mean, it sounds like it's very intuitive work.
Yes. I mean, sometimes it's hard. You have to be in like a headspace yourself to be able to provide that. But it's almost like you go to work and then you put on your work personality uniform to decipher that. But yeah, I feel like that is being a good service provider, is being able to like read somebody's body language. And I think touch is a part of that, especially for me. It must be harder for a hairdresser to interpret that, because I feel like that's not as much physical touch. It's not as intimate of touch.
Oh, it's really interesting question. And, you know, it's maybe something that people don't always think about, you know, manicurists or other beauty workers, that there's such, you know, this intuitive kind of emotional work going on that's a huge part of the job.
Yeah, totally. And I feel like people always say that, especially relating to hairdressers, that can often become like a counselling session, because you're sitting there one-on-one. You maybe feel more vulnerable, or like somebody's there to listen to you. And if you're holding hands, that's got to escalate that a little bit more, I think.
Yeah, it's so interesting. I mean, what do you think, like, we've kind of touched on what the future might be in terms of kind of snapping back to normal. I mean, is that what you hope for? Is if you were thinking about what you hope for the future of touch in a post-pandemic world?
I hope for things to become more normal, but I think that it's a good thing that people are more aware of it now, and I hope that awareness does carry on, because I think it makes people less selfish, and that awareness, I think, is respectful. So I hope things go back to normal, but that people consider it still.
Yeah, it's a great note to end on, I think, like the good lessons of the period, even though it's been so hard.
Yeah, I think that it will be forever changed in some ways. I think for me, I feel like I appreciate people in touch way more now. It feels more special to me. I don't know that I would forget this that easily.
Yeah, no, it's scarring.
It is, yeah.
So, those are all my questions. Was there anything else that you wanted to add about touch that we haven't touched on?
Very good one. I don't know. I don't think so. I'm looking to see if I've got any little notes here. No, the only thing I had written down is that it's interesting that everywhere you go, and even for me being a business owner and information that's provided from the government of signage and things we have to display, is how much touch is discouraged. And it almost seems like a dirty word now, to like you have to display all these signs that saying like don't touch things. And that's something I remember they were asking us to have in the beginning, was like, please don't touch any of the displays of anything, and no magazines and things like that. It's interesting then having to do a job where you're touching.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, is there a better way that they could communicate that? Is like, touch safely.
I guess so. I think maybe that's another thing of like people being aware of what of touch. Maybe you do just do that naturally now anyway. You're aware of all the things you're touching.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. I mean, I feel like before the pandemic, it was just like a touch free-for-all, touching objects, going on the tram, you know.
Yeah, I can't imagine going into a like Meijer and touching beauty samples now.
Yeah.
Putting that on my body, that seems so strange.
Yeah. Well, it'll be really interesting to see if we do end up with those old habits at some point again.
I tend to think we will, but it'll be interesting to see.
Mm. Oh, so interesting. And thank you so much for your time today.
No worries. Thank you for having me.